Bueno, voy presentando. La profesora Valentina Colselli es investigadora de un módulo Jean Monnet, Europeización a través de los instrumentos de derecho privado, pues que su especialidad es el derecho civil de la Unión Europea y, por lo tanto, hoy su intervención aquí también va a ir dentro de esta especialidad, en concreto con el título Mutually Agreed Terms, Patents, Equitable Sharing of Benefits, on the Nagoya Protocol to Regulation, European Union 111/2014, General Principles of European Law. Pues adelante cuando quieras. 15 minutos, 20 o
no, nada. No se preocupe. Primero, todos tengo de hacer agradecimiento a la profesora Gómez y también al profesor Jackinson, porque tengo la oportunidad de estar aquí y tener confronto con vosotros sobre mi tema de investigación. Ahora, mi presentación sería en inglés porque yo hablo en español, pero no entiendo qué digo. Disculpe. The aim of my presentation is analyze in a critical manner about the European Union two-faced approach.
Valentina, if you want to speak from there, it's okay to.
Ah, okay. Because
no, como estés más cómoda.
Sí, porque no es para mí. I'm going to repeat shortly. The aims of my presentation is analyzing on a critical manner the European Union two-phase approach on the biodiversity under the light the entering force the regulation number 511 because this regulation rules the measure for user on access to genetic resources and the fair and equitable sharing of benefits arising from the utilization in the European Union of regulation ruled the Nagoya Protocol in the European legal framework. And the problem is the problem is why we can talk about two phases approach in the European Union legal system. Because the problem is economic choice versus ethic choice. Means the starting point is old European Court of Justice sentence, famous in the field of the patent of vegetable varieties, that is Coppetellis versus Bomax, in which the Court of Justice ruled about the validity of two Council directive on the marketing of vegetables, the new vegetable seeds and the old varieties. That means a derogation regarding the old varieties about the marketing on vegetable seeds. And the problem was that this kind of a directive for the Court of Justice, for the decision of a Court of Justice, is that they not affect the principle of proportionality, the principle of equal treatment, the freedom of good circulation, and also the treaty on the plant genetic resources for food and agriculture. But the real problem is the real problem is that for the Court of Justice, only the state registered patent could be traded within the European legal market. That means that all varieties of genetic resource that is a way to protect the biodiversity is out of the market, but also is a defense, a juridical defense of the biopiracy. That means using by multinationals, keeping old variety, using that for patent a new variety, and making a lot of money. Of course, despite the local community, the native population, that during the time conserving this variety, this old variety, this genetic resource. Does it mean that this sentence seems defense this trade practitioner in the European legal system, in the internal market? And this is a problem of to comply this approach about the defense of patents with the fact that the European Union subscribed Nagoya Protocol. Nagoya Protocols ruled out sharing benefit for the community, local community, native population who conserve genetic resource, and that means conserve biodiversity, and also as a sort of heritage of humanity. This is the aim of Thus, now, under the light of this regulation, it's possible to give a reading, a new reading, about this jurisprudential approach on biodiversity, about the sentence Copetelli, because this regulation that still now is not in force. In the October month, will enter in force the last three articles. The article 4 about obligation of user, the article 7 about monitoring user compliance, and the article 9 about the checking of the user compliance. And when we speak about user, we speak about natural or legal person that utilize genetic resource and traditional knowledge associated with genetic resource. And now I think that could be possible analyze in a critical manner the market approach on defense of patent variety started by the European Union Court of Justice, taking account two typical instruments of a private law. One of these is the mutual agreed term ruled by the Article 4 of the Regulation 511, and also how, under the light of this regulation, now it's possible to apply for vegetable patent under this new regulation in European Union. Why it's possible to say that under this regulation, the European Union or have not make only an economic choice about the defense of the biodiversity rights, that means biodiversity protection by agricultural rights, protection of life in 30 country and city rights, the position that could be really famous according to the Vanda Shiva movement that is really new. Because it's possible to give a strong sanction, a serious strong sanction to the mutual agreed terms, to the contract, that lacking the term, the presence of the condition for sharing benefits to person to that conserve vegetable variety and genetic variety. Of course, this regulation and especially the Article 3 and the Article 4 is correlated with the principle of distributive justice and also to the principle of solidarity that underpins the European legal system. As this morning, Professoressa Teresa explained, talking about the value in the treaty and the difficult to apply this when they was only in the treaty. But now we are talking about the obligation present in a regulation with the power of direct effect that a contract, as a mean agreement between private parties, have to be made taking in consideration the sharing benefit to population who conserved biodiversity and who conserved the genetic resource used to make new vegetable seed, new pharma or cosmetic multinationality. And if we talk about the principle of distributive justice principle and the principle of solidarity as a principle, a general principle of law in the European Union, we can say that this regulation rules links one of the most important area of intersection by the European law economic choice with ethic choice made by the same European Union in the moment of the subscription of the Nagoya protocols. And in according with the framework present in the Treaty on Function of European Union, talking about the Article 191 and 192, it's possible to say that infringement of the European rules regarding the non-sectic out specific condition for failure and equitable sharing of benefit arising from the utilization of genetic resource for traditional knowledge and associated with them means nullity of the contract. That is a stronger form of invalidation in the private law, the more important form of invalidation of agreement, of course. And that means also, I'm just a poor lawyer, but I have to explain that too, that everyone is legitimate, if we're talking about nullity of a contract, is legitimate to really on invalidity of a mutual agreement lacking of specific conviction for fair and equitable sharing of benefits arising from utilization of genetic resources and knowledge associated with them, if a causal link can be established between the damage suffered, of course, and the agreement, the mutually agreed terms. And everyone means local community, native population, and everybody conserve the biodiversity and the knowledge associated with them. I wish also to say that under the regulation above mentioned, it's possible also to talk about the nullity of the patents granted by the European Union for new variety or seed if granted without taking consideration this regulation. Or better, this regulation in the Article 4 ruled about the necessity of the proof of the due diligence by the user that apply for new patent for new vegetable variability. And out of the case of the international certification that exists and is possible, it's not really well, of course. Now it's possible under this regulation and the general principle of law that regulation take inside, talking also about the nullity of bad patents granted by the authority without taking consideration the due diligence by the user. And this is also this issue is also strengthened by the reading by of the Article 2 of the Protocol number 1 of the European Court of Justice, because we can talk about biodiversity and genetic resource as good juridical good protected by the Article 2 of this the European Convention on Human Rights. Sorry. And in this framework, it's possible to say that each member state of the European Convention on Human Rights and each person can claim to European Court of Human Rights in order to evaluate the legitimating of the vegetable patent granted in the European legal system if they not comply with the Nagoya Protocol and now with Regulation 511. All this long and not I think easy presentation for person have not private law skills means for me a simple thing that is first of all in the European Union is not so true that the economic choice is the only choice that the European Union relies. And it's possible to say that the European Union legal system give us some instruments to correct its economic choice and better. This analysis and the possibility to declare nullity of mutually agreed term or patent strengthened a trend in using in European Union legal system that a new way or a complementary way to govern its market through familiar traditional instrument of a private law. The contract in this case that have ruled how to share benefit to local community is not only an instrument that rules the self-regulation of the private interest directly involved in it, but also is a way to guarantee the economic and the legal order in which this contract, this agreement, work. Thus, it's possible to say that not only for this case, but for instance, for the nullity of the contract and the consumer law when the contract between private person said the article 101 or 102 of the treaty, it's possible to say that the European Union assigns to the contract, to instrument of private law, the function to guarantee its economic order, but also a social function to product instrument to make the economic choice and the political choice. Muchas gracias.